The longtime head of the Tampa Sports Authority, Henry Saavedra, has resigned effective April 1st. Saavedra stepped down yesterday shortly before the agency's 11-member board of directors was prepared to vote on a motion from Chair Vince Marchetti to terminate his contract. The board voted 6-5 to accept the resignation. But his supporters on the board are angry. Former Tampa City Councilman Bob Buckhorn.
I think it's a sad way to treat a decent human being and a longtime public servant who did a great job. I mean, Raymond James Stadium is always ranked at the top of sports facilities in this country. We just came off a hugely successful Super Bowl in which everybody in Tampa ought to be proud of how the fans experienced their stay at Raymond James Stadium. Sadly, I think, you know, parochial petty politics got involved, and as a result of that, we lost a good executive director.
I mean, this goes back a number of years for me, and most of it revolved around costs, but also management style, if you will.
Hillsborough County Commissioner Jim Norman supports Saavedra's ouster. He said many of the issues as to why the TSA director needed to go were no secret, having occurred over the years and were part of his evaluation. And Norman lists as one example when interest rates began dropping. He says the county tried to refinance the stadium, but learned that the bonds that were sold by the Sports Authority did not have an automatic trigger to be refinanced.
We tried to do due diligence in getting money returned to the taxpayer and found out that they sold them and they didn't even have that particular trigger in there. That kind of action, the management of not, I mean, that's 101. I mean, you always have, if you go out and borrow a house, you have the ability to refinance your house and things like that. On a $168 million facility, and you don't have that ability, something's wrong with that.
The Tampa Sports Authority, or TSA, is responsible for developing and maintaining Raymond James Stadium, the home of the NFL, Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and USF Bulls football team, as well as three golf courses owned by the city of Tampa. The current board chairman, local attorney Vince Marchetti, orchestrated the removal of Saavedra. He wrote a memo last week listing reasons why he believed that Saavedra had to go. Among those were that he had failed to alert the board to the potential for major financial losses and for failing to quickly cut expenses. But to Bob Buckhorn, those criticisms don't meet the smell test for why Saavedra was forced off the board.
And I think they were trumped up, exaggerated, and made to look as bad as possible in order for the members that voted for that particular proposal to make their case. I mean, I believe, and this is my opinion, and I stated it publicly yesterday, that the Chairman Marchetti was way out of line in making this presentation. It gave the imprint that it was a motion by the executive committee as opposed to a motion by just one individual member. And as a result of that, sort of the steamroller started. But I will tell you that this has been in the works for a long time.
Buckhorn said some of the same charges against Saavedra were used last year to get rid of the TSA's previous in-house attorney, John Van Voris, who was forced to step down last October. At that time, several board members were unhappy that a former TSA board member had done some consulting work for Van Voris' legal firm, Gray Robinson, for years without informing the board of that. TSA board member Mark Proctor voted to accept Henry Saavedra's resignation on Monday, but insists he went into the meeting with an open mind, prepared to hear all sides. However, he said that he also became disenchanted with Saavedra when he was the board chairman 2 years ago, and much of that unhappiness had to do with the legal advice given by John Van Voris.
But it dealt with the $10 million that the Bucks had to use for a Bucks training facility, and I was his chairman talking in the individual basis with the Bucks over that issue, and I don't believe I got the proper advice from legal counsel. Now, ultimately, Henry's responsible for that, so I think that change should have been a couple years ago.
Tensions between the city of Tampa and Hillsborough County have also become an issue again, at least to those on the board who were chosen to represent Tampa. Again, former city councilman Bob Buckhorn.
Mitch, I think that's at the heart of this. And unfortunately, whatever personality conflicts between the city and the county at the elected level are now spilling over into a number of unrelated boards in which the city and county share responsibility. I mean, if you look over the last 2 years, beginning with the effort by the county commission to diminish the number of city appointees on the board and increase the number of county appointees, followed by the successful attempt with the same support of the same group of people by the Hillsborough County Fire Union to muscle in on the Tampa Fire Union's turf, if you will, where they had been serving admirably for 35 years. Again, same coalition, same vote.
TSA board member Jim Norman said that a previous dispute about the county trying to get Hillsborough paramedics to work at Tampa Bay Buccaneer games was simply a matter of fairness.
I think it's idiotic to have it any other way. If we say that we want parity amongst governments here, and I'll go back 10 years and say I raised the same issue 10 years ago with law enforcement, and it has worked out wonderfully. We've got city, county, and state represented in law enforcement at the stadium. Now, when it comes to the paramedic issue, the county owns the facility. We pay 66% of the cost or shortfall of that facility, and we had zero representation on shared work at the stadium.
And Norman says he doesn't understand why representatives from the city of Tampa want to perpetuate a clash with the county.
This is a factual debate on do we keep the director or not, and all of a sudden it's turned into a city, county, and I don't get it. I really don't. When all of this was at risk, all of this was at stake. So, honestly, I've worked with our bond counsel. I've worked with our finance people. This was not made in secret.
GOP political consultant Mark Proctor was selected for the Sports Authority Board by former Governor Jeb Bush, unlike the rest of the board, which is made up of city or county selections. He agrees with Jim Norman that he doesn't see the issue as a city versus county one.
I don't understand that. I mean, I've heard that argument. That argument was, again, put forward yesterday at the Sports Authority meeting, but I don't see that. I don't see the relevance to the executive director's performance being a city or county issue.